I don't know what is gonna happen with me and stuff, but I don't care. I just care to get out of this place because it's killing me. It's very boring. And the doors were closed and it was crazy and I couldn't breathe. I tell them, people, I can't breathe. Open the door, open window or something. No, you need to sit there. How can I sit there? I open window, I'm dying, I can't breathe. It's so, I get, how they call that? I never had this thing before. It's like claustrophobia. I never had this kind of feeling before. Really, I'm honest. I have people, but what are you gonna talk about with people? Some of them just complain and complain and complain, and you feel this vibe and this energy, you know, it surrounds you and stuff. Because actually yesterday there was one guy, he was screaming and stuff, you know, like, oh, it's not my fault where I'm locked out. And it's crazy because this kind of stuff, they took it as a criminal. I don't know how is the other countries working for stuff like this, but here it's, you know, it's a crime. There was one guy who was like 45 years, 50, and he said, I never had a problem with police in my life and stuff. And I can understand that, you know. So it's basically the same thing they are talking about people, you know, oh, I'm going to go, cops are coming, I'm getting locked, like you are a serial killer or something, you know what I mean? So that's kind of really stupid, you know. How I feel when I was arrested. When they took me to the court, my legs were tied up, okay, my hands were tied up, and I couldn't walk, but the whole thing was, it's not good, you know. Okay, take me to the court, but don't put me like that, man. I didn't kill nobody, you know what I mean. I didn't do anything wrong here. I just did what I have to do it. Believe me, not everybody come to this place or this country because they want it. There are people from South Africa, from Africa, from North Africa who came here, not because they want to live here, because they have something, a big problem or something, you know what I mean? And I don't know why this fucked up world NK wake up. And I have seen a lot of things in these 6 years. I live in Germany about 6 years, okay? We don't have to divide people on color or racial, you know, or, you know. And even if you are here and if you live in Germany, especially in Germany, you don't have right to work, you don't have right to study. So you're again kind of, you don't have any kind of options here. When they say, okay, we welcome all the refugees here in our country, you know, then give them opportunity or something. You can't just get these people. There are a lot of young people, you know, and smart people. They can't just eat and sleep. He's in the edge of his time and you don't give his time. How the hell, you know, maybe this is the new Bill Gates who sits in the table with you. I'm just waiting to see what is going to happen. Even if I go out, I'm going home. I don't care. I lived everywhere. But I never seen stuff like here in Germany, for example. People go in jail for trains, man. Believe me, things won't be this way in the next 10 years if things are still like this, you know. It's going to be very radical. If I could change something, I would close down the jails for deportation. But what about someone who doesn't have any experience with it? Someone who is not that good with his psychics and stuff. And he gets really fucked up after this. Trust me, I don't feel the same like I was like 1 year ago after this thing. I'm changed after this. I will need a time until I get back to myself. I don't know, when you go to jail, especially in this kind of, you forget who you are. You know how many things I've lost with this stupid jail? This year, I lost a girlfriend, I lost friends, I lost a lot of things. I lost money, I lost concerts, like gigs, videos, songs, a lot of things. I think, as I said, they need to close down these jails. I mean, for deportation. They can use the people making a crime out of this. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know if that's in the law, if that is in the law that this is a crime. That's crazy. If it's a crime, somebody who came from somewhere, who ran away from war, or some people threatening and stuff, because he was in danger, and that what he came here, he did a crime. This is how it is. This is how it is, eh? He made a crime, you know what I mean? So I did a crime that I came here. That's stupid, eh? It's frustrating, the idea that you're sitting and you see only closed things and you can't go out. That's really frustrating, trust me. I told you the feeling is that, you know, it's dark feeling. And you are like all over, and it's lonely here because it's, you know what I mean? Maybe there are some other people and stuff, but you are, at the end of the day, you are alone with yourself. When I came here, it was like you go inside, they check you out, they give you clothes and stuff like that. And yeah, then you go to the doctor, they do you a test, if you're healthy or unhealthy, so they can check what's going on with you. And this is, and then that 1 week you are locked 23 hours. Yeah, how I feel about that? Oh man, I feel tired about that. I really feel tired about it. Yeah, I'm just impatient to come the day and just to get out from here, really. I can't take it anymore. I want to remind myself who I am. You know, they can lock me up if they want, how much, but I know myself. I'm maybe closed, but I'm open here, because it happened to me that I'm outside and I'm more closed than I'm here. You know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, it's our brains. Let's get back to this thing, like about these jails. I think they need to close down this jail. My point of view is this doesn't have to exist anymore. They need to lock this down. It's not fair.